Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim on the topic of Isurei Arayos in the Torah. Baruch Hashem, we've already had 3 shiurim, and we have seen Niflos Mitoras Hashem. Now we are going to continue, and we are going to explain a big yesod in Inyanei Arayos, in Parshas Achremos that we've been discussing, Perek Yud Ches. Now we're going to move on to Pasuk Lamed. It says there, "Ushmartem mismishmarti v'dvilti asos michukoi atoibos eshernasu v'fneichem v'lo titamu behem ani Hashem Elokechem." You should guard my guardings and not do the laws of the abominations that were done before you, and you shouldn't become contaminated with them. I am the Lord your God. So we have to understand this kefil. It says v'lo titamu behem, and it already says at the beginning, Lebilti asos mechukeh toivos asher nasu lefnechin. So once it already says not to do the abominations, so pashit, you shouldn't be nitma. So why does it have to say after it says don't do the abominations, don't contaminate yourself? The Al Sheikh was omid on this, the Orachaim HaKadosh was also romes to this. So based on our Mahalach, Rifman explains that the Iker of this pasuk is coming to teach us that this is going to be explained based on our Iker Mahalach. And that is that this pasuk is coming to teach us that you have to make a mishmeres lemishmarti. In other words, you have to make zeres derabanan shiarchiku min haaveros, as it says in Yevam Schaf Aleph Amid Aleph, Moed Katan He Amid Aleph, and Avos Perak Aleph Mishna Aleph, Peperish Mishnayis, Ayin Sham. So it's either to make zeres derabanan la srachik min arayis, or the pasuk is coming to be masir the bezdin, as it says in the Torah's Kohanim, and is brought here in Rashi. Which means, either, like the Gemara says, that the Beis Din has to make a Mishmeres L'Mishmarti, and they should, through this, through making these Siyagim, through making these Harchakos, they make sure that people keep these mitzvahs. Or it means that the Beis Din should make sure that these mitzvahs should be Miskayim through the fact that they should teach and warn people to keep these mitzvahs. Look in the Lashon of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and Mitzvahs Essay, Kuf Ayin Vav. And on this it says here in the Pasuk that the Shmira has to be also Klape Lebilti Asos Mechukai HaToevos. And like we said, and we've been discussing in the last 3 Shiurim, that there's this inyan of doing a Toeva, that they make a law that it's not considered a Toeva. And it says Nasu Lifnechin. It's talking about what they did in Eretz Canaan. That was the Anhagas of the Canaanim in Eretz Yisrael, that they did these acts, and they said it's not even a Toeva, it's okay, it's fine to do it, there's nothing wrong with it, live and let live, and don't be sexually repressed. That's what the Canaanim said. And they said the Toevas are not even a Toeva. So here there was a commandment that if there is a Rifyon, if there is a weakness in the feeling that this is an abomination, that the arayos are an abomination, you have to make gzeros. So this is mamish the mahalach today, that there's nothing wrong with it, and whatever gives you pleasure, you should do. And therefore, it behooves us, dafka, like to pay attention to what the pasuk is saying here, that we have to make harchakas, we have to make gzeros, that in order to make sure that people realize that it is a toeva, these actions are toevas. According to the Torah's Kohanim, it's an Azhara LeBeisdin that they should do things in order to make Zeris, that people should feel that it's a Toeva. And also, they should make sure that they are Marchik people from becoming Nitma. Now, there are 2 parts to the Pasuk. LeBilti Asos Mechukei Toevos, that they say it's not a Toeva. And then they also have to make hachakas for lotitama, that they don't do the actual meisim, because we talked about the 2 aspects, both the philosophy that's espoused and the meisim. So they have to make hachakas for both. And even when there's not a bad philosophy, just the fact that there's a big pitui, so they have to distance people because of this pitui, because sin can be very seductive. So in this pasuk, we see both in yanam that we've been discussing, b'siyata d'shmaya, in the previous shiurim. And with this, we can explain a Rambam. The Rambam, Perek Chof Aleph, Mehilchos Esuri Bi Aloch Aleph, the Rambam says, Kol Abala Erva Min Arayis, Derech Eivara, Mochavi, V'chibek, V'nishek, Derech Taiva, V'nena, V'kir V'bas, Erez Eloka Min Atar, anybody who has beer with an Erva via the limbs, or he kisses or hugs, Derech Taiva, and he's Nena, V'kir V'bas, he gets Malkus Min HaTorah. Shenemar levilti asos mechukos atoevos. You shouldn't do the laws of the abominations of the nations. Venemar lo sikuv legalis erva. You shouldn't come close to reveal, to expose the erva. The kalomar, which means lo sikuv ledvarim evin ledigil erva. You shouldn't come close to things that bring you to being megale erva, to the act of gilei arayos chas v'shalom. That's the Rambam in his Surei Bia. And so writes the Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos to Sanhedrin and Dalet Amud Aleph. And this is very tamuah l'chora. What the Rambam writes, that the source is the pasuk lebilti asos, that you shouldn't do like these abominations. Sharei vadai, the lav is lo sikrivu, like the Rambam says, behemshech dvarav. And the Sefer HaMitzvos, lo sishin nun gimel, Torahs Kohanim, earlier on, pasuk yotes, brings from what it says in Pasuk Vav, lo sikrivu legalos. So when the Rambam says lo sikrivu legalos, everything is glad. That's where the pasuk is from. Don't do things that are bring you close. Don't come close to doing things that are going to bring you to Gilui Erva. So the Sikavu Legalis Erva is great. But why does the Rambam bring this Isser from not doing the abominations? Especially based on what we said before. It's an Azhara to the Beis Din to make our Chokas. But it's not talking at all about the Isser of Kirav Basar. It's just it's a Azhara on the Beis Din. The Rambam himself brings from Los Sikavu Legalos. So why does the Rambam find it necessary also to quote the Pasuk as a source of Lebilti Asos Mechukos Atoevos? Behadvarim Matmiyim Lechora. This is apparently very, very wondrous. So based on what we said, we can answer as follows, as Rav Man says, that the Ovest Rabbi Nosson in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph writes that also in the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvos L'Seishin Gimel, that the Isser of Kirav al Arayis is an Isser Mishum Siyog. That not coming close to Arayis is Osir, it's a fence. That the Etzem Isser is the Bia, and then the fence is not to have any hugging and kissing. That's a fence for the Isser. V'loshen Rambam, that the Isser is Adover HaMevi Lidei Bia. Something that brings you to Bia. It's a Siyog to keep you away from something that's going to bring... keep a person away from something that's going to bring him to Bia. Look in the Rosh Yosef and Shabbos Yud Beis Amud Beis and the Shaul Meshiv Dalit Chelek Gimel Simen Kuf Lamed Beis and the Beis Halevi Chelek Aleph Simen Aleph Oschess and the Lekach Tov and Klal Ches Oschess and the Meshech Chachman Parshas Achrem Mustibur Maslil B'Sefer HaMitzvos Od Ve'od, that the Isser is Dover HaMevi Lidei Bia. In other words, Rechoshesh, that a person's going to come to have actual Bia. And if that's true, when there's no Isser Bia, there's also no Isser Al-Kiruv Basar, like the Shaul HaMeshiv talks about in the Beis HaLevi and the Meshech Chochma. However, the Rambam says that this Isser is only applies when it's Derech Taiva V'Nene. As the Shach also paskins in Yoredeh Sof Simen Kuf Tzadihei and Simen Kuf Nun Zayin Sif Kot Yud, and most Gedolei HaPoskim are maskim, that it's only when it's derech taiva, derech of lust and pleasure. Look in the Otzer HaPoskim at the beginning of Simen Chaf. It also there's a hachrech to this from Sugis HaShas, but this is not the place to discuss it. Al Kolponim, the Rambam says that the Isser is only where it's derech taiva v'nene, so l'choret shver, even when it's not derech taiva v'nene, there's a chshash lebia. Why? Because ain't apotropis la'arayis. Even if a person kisses a woman, hugs a woman, shelo b'derech taiva, shelo b'derech hanah, but it can lead to something. So why is it aser midorayis only derech taiva v'nene? Taka, the sheet of the Beis Yosef is Kuf Tzadihei in Yeredeya, and the Beis Shmuel also in Simen Chav Sif Kotnalef Mitshuvas HaRamban, that it's aser in any case. The kanareme atam hanal, that it's ein apotropis la'arayis. And so writes the Otzer Poskim, brings from the Sefer Nechba v'Kesef and the Sefer Ezem Kudish, that since the Isser is machmas achshash yavu lidei bia, any maisa kirva might lead to bia, not only if it's derech taiva v'nene. So why, according to the Rambam, is it only usser derech midarayis or derech taiva v'nene? If the word is that it's going to come to Arayis, ain't apotropis la'arayis, any type of kirva should be us, or even in the absence of type of anana. So it would appear that that's why the Rambam brings this pasuk of Labilti Asas Mechukas HaToevos, because in this pasuk there is a din minio mishmeres lemishmeres, not only on the etzem habia haasura, but also on the hityachasut leisur kedavar sheino toeva, that people relate to the isur as if it's not a toeva. And in this, the Rambam says that the din siyag that was said in the Torah, in the pasuk of Lo Sikrevu, is not on a maisa that can bring to the maisa bia, but rather on the relationship, on the hityachasut of choser toeva that's munach b'maisa shel chibuk b'nishuk b'derech taiva v'hanoa shel arayis. Because if it's derech toeva, it has no place. And memela, if it's done, chibuk and nishuk are done in a way that it's derech taiva v'hanoa, that people say there's nothing wrong with it, so then we have to make a hachaka. Torah makes a hachaka and says you have to stay away from that. Once the person's mevatel this siyag, he's going to say there's no toeva in the hugging and kissing derech hana, so he's also going to do bia, which is obviously derech hana. That's going to bring him to maisa bia. So it has to be, the Rambam brings this pasuk of l'bilti asos mechukas toevos, that the geder, the harchaka, is only if it's done in a toevadik way. It's on the way you relate to it. In other words, if it's done in a non-hano way, in a non-taiva way, so then you're not saying that bia is not a toeva. Because what's bia? The bia is be'etzim, obviously, a ma'isav hana. And they said that this is not a toeva, so if a person does chibuk and nishuk, mederech hano v'taiva, he's going to say this is also not a toeva, and it's going to lead him to the other toeva. So therefore, the Rambam only said it's aser chibuk and nishuk b'derech hana, because that's a bittul of the toeva. It's saying that it's not a toeva. Therefore, the Rambam brings the pasuk of l'bilti asos mechukos toevos. V'lachein eini sur ela b'maase b'derech ta'ava v'hana'a shirak az munach b'maase slicked in der maise, that it's a maise of not relating to this act as a dvar toeva. But if it doesn't have anything, it's not a bia dika maisa, it has nothing to do with bia. It's chibuk and nishuk shelo b'derech taiva, shelo b'derech hana, that it has no conceptual relationship to bia, so then there's no choser esiachasus, there's no lack of relationship to the toeva aspect. And memela, it's not aser daraisa, it has to be done in such a way that your person's mevatel the toeva. You only mevatel the toeva if he does it b'derech hana, b'derech taiva. And therefore he's saying it's not a toeva, and he's going to come to doing bia in such a way that it's not a toeva. So that's what the Torah is warning us again. The Rambam brings this pasuk of l'bilti asos, because we're not just worried about, if the vort was that we were just worried that it's going to bring you to the mice, bring a person to the mice bia, so then ein apotropos l'arayos, even if it isn't done b'derech taiva, b'derech hana would be aser. But since the vort is, it's not just that we're worried you're going to come to the maisa, but it's that we don't want you to come to the maisa, a person to come to the maisa in such a way that he's not going to relate to it as a toeva, he's going to be mevatel the toeva aspect, so therefore the hachaka has to be dafka that he shouldn't do it derech taiva v'hana. Then he's saying, oh, see, there's no toeva in derech taiva, now that's going to bring him to have the bia, which is obviously a taiva v'hana. But if he doesn't do it b'derech taiva v'hana, you're right, it might lead to the actual bia, but not to the bittel of the toeva part of the relationship to the way we relate to the bia as being not a toeva. If he does shelo b'derech chibuk anishuk, so since obviously ultimately if he does the bia, that's going to be asur daraisa, whether he thinks it's a toeva or he doesn't think it's a toeva. But the harchaka has to be of toeva, that you're marchik, the Torah was marchik the toeva. So since the Torah was marchik the toeva, because ultimately the bia is a toeva, and we want to be marchik this attitude that it's not a toeva, so that's what the harchaka is. The harchaka is on the attitude, and since the harchaka is on the attitude, it's only derech taiva v'hana. And therefore the Rambam brings the pasuk of l'bilti asos mechukos ha-toevos. The harchaka is from the toeva. So melech shtims, that when the Rambam says the harchaka is from the toeva, it's only going to be asur b'derech taiva v'bia, taiva v'hana, because that's saying that there's no toeva and taiva and hana, and melech he's going to come to the bia. which obviously is also going to say there's no toeva, but the bia is going to be usur no matter what. But the harchaka, we only made the harchaka from the toeva, from the iyas yachasus, not relating to it as a toeva, and that's only b'derech taiva v'ana. So that's the inyan of the pasuk lo sikrevu. Lo sikrevu, don't do something that's going to bring you to gilui arayas, but it has to be in such a way that's mevatel the toeva aspect. Ayi b'derech taiva v'ana. In the Sefer Zohar HaRakia, it's brought in the Chalkos Mechokek at the beginning of Simen Chof. He asks on the Rambam from the Gemara's in Yevamos, Nun Hamid Beis, Sota Chof Hamid Beis, Amar Alei Abaye, Pritzusa Miyosa Rachmana. There it's talking about Kinui B'derech Evarim, that a Baal was Mekanei as Ishto, that she shouldn't seclude herself with Ploni, to lie with him b'derech shel kinui evarim, but he wasn't mekanei her for bia. So when it says in the Torah v'shachav ishos v'shich v'zor, it's memait where he's memait when he was mekanei her b'derech evarim. And on that, Abaye says kiru derech evarim is just pritzusa be'alma or pritzusa mi'aser achmana. Did the Torah aser an isha al baila when she just does this pritzus of kiru evarim? But what's the lashon of the Gemara? Lashon of the Gemara is pritzusa mi osa rachmana. Did the Torah aser pritzus? So it would seem from this that just the pritzus, just derech evarim, there isn't an iser Torah. So the Zohar Rakia asks on the Rambam, you hold that if there's kirav evarim between a man and a woman, it's an iser Torah. But here, Abaye says pritzusa mi osa rachmana, which is mashma, you can learn it to mean, as I originally said, that it's talking about the iser to the husband, but that it doesn't aser her to her husband. But the lashon of the Gemara is that it's not aser at all. Pritzusa mi aser achmana. So you see that it's no iser against the Rambam. And also in Sanhedrin Samach Vav Amid Beis, there it says chidudin lav klum. If a man stimulates himself against a woman's body, but he doesn't actually copulate with her, he doesn't get the death penalty. But the Gemara, Lashon of the Gemara is chidudim lav klum. What do you mean chidudim lav klum? It's not that chidudim is lav klum. Chidudim, according to the Rambam, is an iser daraisa. This, what we described before. That's an iser daraisa ladas haramim. So how could the Gemara say Lashon of chidudim lav klum? So the Gra in Simon Chav, Sif Kanal, writes that Lashitas HaRambam, what it means is lav klum linyan misa, and to ask her to her husband. And already the Meshech Chacham writes in Parshas Achremos that the Lashon of Pritzusa Miyasar Achman is mashma, there's no Isser at all. Neither there's no Chi of Misa of Isser Labayla. And also that's mashma, also the Lashon of Derech Chidudim. Derech Chidudim is mashma, that it's nothing. So again, the Gra defends the Rambam, but it's still share in the Rambam. The Gra says, no, it's talking about this. There's no iser to her husband. There's no chi of misa. But the Lashon of the Gemara is mashma, there's no iser at all against the Rambam. So based on what we said, we can answer as follows. That the kavan in the sugya is that the maisa of kirva l'arayas is not, strictly speaking, usr. What's the isr? The isr is the ihit yachasut letoeva shebadavar, not relating to it as a toeva. That's the isr kirva. But that has nothing to do with the etzem maisa. The etzem maisa is just pritzusa, like the Gemara says, v'loas miyasar achmana, that the Torah didn't aser. And also maisa chidudim, the maisa itself is lav klum. And therefore the Gra was correct when he said that that it's only talking about linyan misa viser labayla, because there's no misa and there's no iser labayla. because the mice itself is lav klum. Then what's the, but is chidudim okay according to the Rambam? Is kirva derech evarim okay according to the Rambam? No, of course not. But again, that's only because of the iyat yachasut letoeva shebadavar, because he doesn't relate to it as a toeva. That's why it's asur. That's why there's an isur doraisa. So it's taka asur doraisa. But not because of the etzem maisa, but because of the maisa together with the way he relates to the maisa, that it's not a toeva. And since the etzem maisa is in asur, there's no isur lebaila, there's no isur, there's no chiyuv misa. But there's still an isur doraisa, vada din isur doraisa. Because the person's doing this, the derech hana, and that shows that it's not a toeva. So of course it's asur. Of course you can't say that it's lav klum. But when it says lav klum, it's talking about the etzem maisa. The etzem maisa is taka lav klum. The etzem maisa taka doesn't isn't a chiyuv misa. Doesn't asur labayla when they're just kirva. But that's what the Gemara was talking about. But in a chinami, since there's a tiyachasud, the Rambam would say. And the Gemara was talking about the etzem maisa. That's lav klum midoraisa. But the fact that a person does a maisa of taiva, which relates to the maisa of bia, which shows that he doesn't think it's a toeva, he does it b'derech taiva v'hana, that tak is this asur daraisa. But that wasn't what the Gemara was relating to. So this all goes beautifully with our mahalach, and there's still a lot more to say on this on this inyan. And maybe we will continue. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the koach and the moach, and we give ourselves a bracha that we should be zocha lilmod ulelamed lishma v'latz l'kaim is called the great salmat rasa v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friend.